from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
But I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios Network streaming at YouTube. That's right. We are on the South Point Studios Network at YouTube streaming video and audio. We hope you have checked us out. If you haven't, please do so. It's really neat. You could see and hear us, and of course, all of our handicappers as well. We come to you here from the South Point Hotel Complex here, Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas, in your gaming capital, right on Las Vegas Boulevard here in your gaming capital, that's for sure. And of course, all of our other platforms that we have for folks driving around, we've got our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM here in town. Those of you who want us on the internet, we're there too. We got our streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. How about your iPhone or your Android? Got that covered too. The KSHP app will allow you to listen to us. And of course, the YouTube app will allow you to see and hear us on the YouTube app on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids, and certainly anywhere you get your podcasting. So simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. On a warm morning here in your gaming capital, if you are thinking about maybe taking a weekend up here and enjoying some of what we have to offer here, along with the races and the race book. Well, all I can tell you, it's going to be hot. Bring your Tommy Bahamas, so to speak, and a lot of sunblock, that's for sure. Right now here in Las Vegas, it's 86 degrees. We're going to get up to 106, which means we are still under that heat warning. And when you get to a heat warning, excessive heat warning here in Las Vegas, it means one thing. You have to stay hydrated. If you wait until you start sweating, it's going to be too late. You have to stay hydrated. So make sure if you're out and about here in Las Vegas today, bring a lot of water, drink a lot of water. For those of you that have pets and kids, well, you know what to do. You can't have them outside, so keep them inside, that's for sure. And check on the elderly folks that may have a little bit of hard time in the hot weather as well. Check on them as well, that's for sure. Well, the weather was absolutely terrible in South Florida yesterday, so much that they had floods. They had deep rain there. And before the day was over, Gulfstream Park had decided to go ahead and cancel races for today because of all the weather they got yesterday. So as we can say, you can, as far as our scratches are concerned, scratches on the racetracks, Gulfstream Park is scratched out of the menu today. They have been canceled due to the floods in and around the racetrack from all the, really a lot of rain and a lot of rain that came fast yesterday at Gulfstream. So they are not racing today at Gulfstream Park. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, weather looks pretty good, clear, up and down the West Coast, Gulf Coast as well, and on the East Coast as well, and the Midwest, the West, and the East. Simply put, the only action is still a little bit down there in Florida, but that that storm is starting to move away too. And so it looks like we're going to have good, clear weather around the country today. And as far as the temperatures are concerned, well, Phoenix will get 108 today. New York City will be 84, Chicago 91, Miami will be 83 with still a possibility of some rain down there, San Antonio 95, and L.A., of course, 76 degrees. So, you know, it's typical summer weather, that's for sure. All righty, on today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon with us, who took a brutal, it chokes me up. It took a brutal beat yesterday. Jonathan's horse went off at 5-1, a nice price at Churchill Downs. And this horse, it was much the best in the race and won by the slimmest of hairs that you could possibly, I'm sorry, lost by the slimmest. I just want him to win so bad. He lost by the slimmest of hairs at the wire. But here's the deal. He was sitting right behind the pace setters, one of which hung on to win the race by a very short, minuscule piece of a nose. And when Jonathan's horse was asked to go, tried to move up the rail, but the rail closed on him. And there were four horses across the track, and the jockey quickly, instead of trying to continue to try to go inside, the jockey quickly changed course and went from the first path to the second path to the third path to the fourth path, and then around the fourth horse into the fifth pass, finally got clear in mid-stretch and was closing like a bat out of you-know-what. And at the wire, he got beat by the slimmest of noses, just a hair, at the odds of 5-1. So he was very live yesterday. But let's say Mr. Hardoon's going to make up for it today. How about that? Rich Angle be along with us as well. John Lindo. Yeah, we'll be with us at the bottom of the show because, as you know, Santa Anita has a special Thursday card today. They're in their last 4 days of racing at Santa Anita for the Hollywood Park meet, or the Hollywood meet, I should say. No more Hollywood Park, but for the Hollywood meet. And today, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, we'll be closing at Santa Anita. And then we're off to the Sum Summertime stuff where we go to Los Alamitos for a two-week gig there. And then on to Del Mar for their summer meet through the Labor Day weekend. So that's what's going on in Southern California. I want to ask John the same question I asked Jonathan when we were going over the assessment of the three-year-olds at this halfway point of the season after the Triple Crown. I'll ask John Lindo to give me his assessments as well. And, of course, we'll have a pick out of Santa Anita for both from Jonathan Richie Yang, and of course Jerry J, who's on sabbatical. But Jerry left me a couple of picks for you today. I interpreted a couple of picks off of his power page for you today for Jerry J as well. So we'll wait to get to that. Now, remember yesterday I was telling you about the news that came out where Steve Asmussen had a judgment against him that was upheld in court for close to $500,000, $486,000 between damages and wages to 163 different people and 260 wage violations, they said. Well, he quickly filed an appeal for that, so he's going to be appealing the judgment there for that underpayment in salaries, etc. So we'll wait and see about that. A very good HISA report. Now, you know that a lot of times we're talking about how HISA and their growing pains, so to speak, that are administering quickly, like knee-jerk reactions, administering terrible suspensions to trainers, and then sometimes later on when the split sample comes back or contamination is proven to be the case, where the trainer gets his license back from HISA. So they're going to have to work on that. They're going to have to work on the penalties when they get, a violation until they can get it officially done. But I will say that HISA and all of the precautions that they have as far as on the racetrack with the veterinarians, et cetera, the proof is in the numbers. And racetracks operating under HISA's rules that were open for racing reported a 0.84 racing-related equine fatalities per 1,000 starts during the first quarter of 2024. Now, that was compared with a 1.35 related equine fatalities per 1,000 in the start of last year. So it was a decrease of fatalities by 38% in the first quarter of this year versus the first quarter of last year with the HISA regulations. Now, that's got to be good news to anybody. Whatever you think about HISA, that's got to be good news, that's for sure. All I can say is I had to research and check on the HISA pick, on the HISA regulations, the riding crop violations, because we're always talking about jockeys getting suspended, etc. During the first quarter of 2024, HISA reported 4.74 crop rule violations per 1,000 starts compared to 4.46 crop rule violations per 1,000 starts in the first quarter of 2023. So the crop violations went up a little from one year to the next, and we'll keep an eye on that. So it seems like some categories definitely working, that's for sure. Still need to fine-tune some of the other categories. But it was good news overall from HISA for that, and that's always good that at least they're going in the right direction, okay? As far as California racing is concerned, they did a study on the races in California as far as the field sizes, and especially what's going to happen in Northern California now that Golden Gate is gone. Now, the Calbreds are the key to racing survival in California. 70% are Calbreds in the state of California racing. Southern California, 40%. Northern California, up to 70%, as we say, in the entries in the fields for the Northern and Southern California racing as far as Calbreds are concerned. So they really need to get more Calbreds involved in the racing breeding industry in California to make Northern California racing happen and to get bigger fields in the races, that's for sure. So we'll take a look at that as well as the days progress. Wesley Ward, Ascot is coming up, I guess, by the end of the week and next week. Ascot will be, they'll have their meet, their big meet at Ascot in England. And as you know, Wesley Ward always goes there loaded for bears with his youngsters, his two-year-old. Wesley Ward has 13 horses going to Ascot, so we expect him to have a his usual impact on the Ascot meeting there. And as far as any other news, Slow Down Andy, has been sold. He will be a stallion. He'll be a stud in Argentina. Slow down, Andy, going to Argentina. And I guess the first returns from the riders, Drayden Van Dyke and Kent DeSormo down at Gulfstream Park were positive. So we'll wait and see if those two jockeys will be transferring down to Gulfstream. I know Drayden Van Dyke has already decided to go down there for a while. And, of course, as you know, Kent DeSormo was down there last weekend, and we'll wait and see. He had a few winners down there over the weekend, so we'll wait and see if Kent DeSormo will be changing his tack to Gulfstream as well. Just some of the news in horse racing, that's for sure. But now let's get started with our Almost Friday Thursday show. Remember, there is racing today at Santa Anita, and there is a Pick 6 carryover from Sunday at Santa Anita today. So we'll have your racing menu, and our handicappers will come on board and give you what they've got today as we move through this Thursday race day show from Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to get to your racing menu today. Reminding everybody, of course, that Gulfstream Park has been canceled for today. And now we'll go to your racing menu. Reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today. If you're listening on the many different platforms that we, of course, welcome at the top of the show, worldwide, we know we're in a lot of different time zones, so adjust to the Pacific time zone, to whatever time zone you're in, to make sure you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here's the menu. We begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has nine races. Their first post time today is at 9:30. 9:30, Delaware Park. Belterra Park has eight races today. Belterra Park, first post time, 9:35. 9:35 at Belterra Park today. And as we say, Gulfstream Park has been canceled. Canceled Gulfstream Park today. Horseshoe Indianapolis has nine races, eight thoroughbred races. The final race will be a quarter horse race. And their first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 11:10. 11:10 there. Santa Anita kicks in with a special Thursday program. Remember, last 4 days of the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita starts today. They have a carryover in their Pick 6. It is a regular Pick 6. It's not a jackpot. Regular Pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita. $60,770 for today. Santa Anita has nine races. Their first post time is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has eight races. They've got a nice big super high five jackpot carryover there. $252,943 in the Woodbine Super High 5 jackpot. $252,943. First post time at Woodbine for their 8 race card is set at 1:50 this afternoon. If it's Thursday, it means Churchill Downs has that Twilight program going there, and they do. First post time Pacific time at Churchill Downs today is 2 o'clock this afternoon for their 8 race card. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $177,112. $177,112 is the jackpot today at Churchill Downs for their Pick 6. And their first post time is, again, 2 o'clock this afternoon for their first post time at Churchill Downs for their 8 race card. Penn National is next. Penn National has 8 races. Their first post time is 2:45. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover of $38,112. And their first post time for their eight races is set at 4 p.m. And that is the racing menu for today, Thursday. Almost Friday, but Thursday. All righty. Time to go to Jonathan Dardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Hello, Ralph.
Are you over that bad beat yesterday?
I'm getting used to it. I'm getting numb.
Wow. That horse was so much the best, it wasn't even funny. And even when they hit the wire, I thought to myself, you know what? He might have got up. And then they
so wide, you couldn't tell because of the angle. I mean, he lost by less than an inch, really. That's as close to a dead heat as you're going to get.
Yeah. You know, I don't have too many hairs left on my head, but I could have plugged one out and put it on the photo finish camera, and it would have been right there. Yeah, that was that close, no doubt about it. And for the first time in a long time, we get the push on the late odds update because he was 7-2 going into the gate. He wound up at 5-1 at the end of the race and got beat anyhow. But it was a nice place price. If you bet at win place, you still made a couple of bucks. But that 5-1 would have been really nice on the front end, that's for sure. But that was yesterday, and now we move to today. And of course, you got a sheet at Churchill Downs, and certainly at Santa Anita. I guess your Gulfstream Park sheet is now a souvenir.
It is, and even tomorrow, I heard, is in jeopardy for Gulfstream. That's how bad the weather is. The barn area is completely flooded out. I spoke to someone this morning on the backstretch. They can't believe how much rain they got in a short period of time, and more rain is expected. So,
oh, really?
Keep your fingers crossed.
There's more rain coming in today, you think?
There's a chance of it, so... You got to be careful.
Okay, because I was thinking that it's now coming, you know, it's now moving out, but it wasn't, it isn't that the rain kept coming, it's just that the rain was coming at such a volume and so hard that it flooded out, and now you got the floodwaters there, and certainly you can't do anything about that, so if that is the case
there. The problem is people can't even get to the track. That's how bad the streets are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like when you have a snowstorm, the problem is not getting, and the problem is getting there. Not that there's anything wrong at Gulfstream, but again, the barn area totally flooded out. By the way, Ralph, you were talking about Drayden Van Dyke and DeSormo, you know, spending the last two weekends in Florida.
Yeah.
If you're Drayden Van Dyke, you really shouldn't even think twice about making this move. He's getting to ride first or second call for Safi Joseph, who wins at a really high rate. So why wouldn't you make the move? Mm-hmm. He had more wins in 2 days than he's had the whole year at Santa Anita. You know, it's a fresh start. He's a good kid. He's a young kid. He's got a bright future ahead of him. Could you imagine? He was leading rider at Del Mar just a few years ago. And, you know, he just can't get the business, and now he has a new opportunity. So take advantage of it. If I was him, I would.
You know, they have a lot of good riders, a lot of riders that would be up in the jockey standings in most other places around the country that are sitting on the bench a lot in Southern California because the top echelon of 4, 5, 6 jocks are the ones that are getting the mounts in those 6-horse and 5-horse races. And a lot of guys are sitting around all day just to have one mount, one ride in a race, you know?
There's no horse population there. They're getting 5 and 6 horse fields, and they're running 8 races a day. So do the math. If you have your, you know, Rispoli, Hernandez, Frisou, I don't know. I mean, Edward Maldonado, you have a lot of guys that would be winning a lot of races in other places. But again, the opportunity is just not there. You know, and if you're – listen, you know what? Tyler Bayes is starting to wake up. You could see he's riding with a lot more confidence now. He had a couple of winners. But for a long time, he was outside looking in. You know, you have a group of guys that get most of the mounts, and everyone else sticks around for the crumbs, and that's no way to survive.
And, you know, also Edwin Maldonado is getting a lot more winners than he has been for a while. I think he's in the Doug O'Neill barn now.
And look at Kyle Frey. He woke up. I mean, he broke, you know, he's one of the top three riders there. He took advantage of weekends when a lot of riders were out of town for the big races. And I believe he's certainly in the top three there. So,
yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. It's nice to see some of those guys getting a break and because they're all good riders. That's for sure. And we just need the horse population. I think, however, when they finally get down to Del Mar, with the popularity of Del Mar and with the Ship and Win programs down there so successful, there'll be fuller fields certainly down at Del Mar. And you know, a lot of people like to go down there, including the jockey. I would say the jockey colony is going to, swell too, as well down there. But for the most part, we're getting into the final days of the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Your assessment of that meet, I don't know, in and out, I guess.
You know, it's nothing to really write home about. They had a huge day a couple of weeks ago when they had their Cal Cup day. But for the most part, you know, let's be honest, Ralph, the fields are short. The prices are short. A lot of favorites win, and people want an opportunity to make money. They want big fields. They want big races. They want, you know, they don't want $12 pick threes and $38 pick fives. You're going to chase people away when you have business like that, but that's what that's the cards that dealt, and you got to deal with it, go through the lulls, and just wait for the big races and big days to come.
Well, you know, I will say this, that there wasn't that much of an outlandish results on Sunday at Santa Anita, but yet we have a carryover in the pick six today, so that's all good stuff. And I'll kind of juice up a little bit the Thursday card, $60,770. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's a $1 base bet, and it's not a jackpot, right?
Correct. It's the New York-style $1 bet, pick six. That seems to be the new way. People that are leaving the jackpot, the tracks that are leaving the jackpots are going to that $1 pick six. It's kind of a compromise, I guess. You know, it's not 20 cents, but it's not $2. And there's no jackpot. So people, you know, that like the old-style pick six, well, here's something for you at a cheaper price.
Well, looking at the cards that have been drawn for the weekend out at Santa Anita, I understand that there's going to be a lot of maiden races for two-year-olds coming up either Saturday or Sunday, so I guess it'll be a good day for Bob Baffert.
Good day for Baffert, good day for clockers, not so good for regular handicappers that just want races to bet. This weekend, the big racing will be at Monmouth. I think they have four stakes on Saturday, so we'll be touching those races Saturday morning when we span the globe.
Yes, Monmouth Park coming up on Saturday has the Eatontown Stakes, a grade three on the turf, the Pegasus on the main track. You got the Monmouth Stakes, a grade three on the turf, and the Salvador Mile at a mile, and that is also a grade three. So you got three grade threes, and of course the Pegasus at Monmouth this weekend, and they're all $150,000 purses. And out of the weekend, it seems like the best is there, except I could tell you this, Churchill Downs, their purse structure is like unbelievable right now. They got two overnight stakes races. These aren't graded stakes races. They aren't races that are normally on the card. These are just overnight stakes races. One at a mile and 3/8 on the turf, the other one at a mile and 1/16 on the dirt on Saturday. And they're $175,000 purses apiece.
That's unbelievable. Listen, their maiden races go for $110,000. Maiden races.
Yeah.
So, you know, they give it away there. So if you're running horses, you certainly want to run for pots like that. That's for sure. By the way, Naira also has a big race on Saturday.
Yes.
I think one or two stakes also.
It's the they got two stakes races there on Saturday at back at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. And the the biggest purse over the weekend as far as stakes races, the $200,000 Beto Roses, a grade two at 7 furlongs. And so we'll take a look at that race as well, right?
And the weather's going to be good also. It's going to be very warm. There's going to be a heat wave hitting the East Coast soon. Nothing like you have out there, but 85-90 gets pretty hot here.
Yeah, I think, was that a Freudian slip, a heat wave? You hate the heat?
Did I say
that? You hate the heat? Is that it? Yeah, because the heat back there certainly has a lot of humidity attached to it. At least that's we don't have that much here in the Southwest. That's for sure. Well, Jonathan, let's put that bad beat we got yesterday, put that aside, and let's make up for it today.
All right, let's look at the seventh race today at Churchill, 7.5 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number four horse in here, Peak. Four-year-old gelding from the George Arnold barn, Corey Lannery, aboard to ride. This is an improving horse. He's getting better with each and every start. Graduation day for number four, Peak, in today's seventh race out of Churchill Downs.
Seventh race at Churchill, number four, Peak. Number four, Peak, at 3-1 on the morning line. Lannery aboard at 7.5 furlong race. The seventh race at Churchill, number four. And, of course, that'll be a little bit late today because the first post time is 2 o'clock. This is in the seventh race, the two horse. All right. I would imagine we'll go to Santa Anita next.
Yeah, we're going to look at the third race today at Santa Anita. And this is a terrific betting race here. 6.5 furlongs on the turf, but it's not down the hill. It's a flat turf course. And I love the number four horse in here, Cane Creek Road. This is a six-year-old gelding from the Bob Hess barn, Antonio Frasu, aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Go watch a replay of his last race. Very tough trip with Claire Selling today. Number four, Cane Creek Road, should win today's third race out at Santa Anita.
Okay, let's hope he can clear the ceiling, too, with that third race. And the third race, the four, Cane Creek Road. 4-1 on the morning line, Antonio Frasu, which I believe is, if I'm not mistaken, I'll get it from John Lendo a little bit later on. I think he's at the top of the jockey standings now.
I think he's up three. He's up three with the weekend to go.
Yeah, so in the third race, you got the top jock, the four, Cane Creek Road, the four in the third at Santa Anita. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at the card today at Santa Anita, and I know that, you know, with the pick six carryover, it's really juicy because I can tell you the fields are, you know, you got an eight horse, a six horse, a seven horse, a nine horse, an eight horse, nine horse, and 10 horses that comprise the nine races today at Santa Anita. So it is a very good betting card, and let's hope we can get to the winner's circle with our handicappers. Today in the third race, the four, Cane Creek Road, is the play. And, of course, Jonathan has full sheets for both Santa Anita and Churchill Downs at his website, right, Jonathan?
JonHardoon.com. And by the way, Baffert unveils supposedly a two-year-old filly today in the sixth race. I think they paid $1.8 million for her, so she's supposed to be something special.
Yes, that her name is Nooney. N-O-O-N-I.
Yeah, a lot of people may be singling her in the pick six, but I don't know. Just, you know, something to look at.
Okay. Boy, you hate to get a fresh two-year-old as a singleton, even though they are very talented and have been working well. You know what happens with two-year-olds, that might be the case.
But it is Baffert.
It is Baffert, yes. And that's the sixth race, two-year-old maiden race at 5 furlongs for the two-year-old fillies. The five-horse Nooney is the big-priced, promising young filly there. She's 3-5 on the morning line, and with Juan Hernandez aboard, and like you said, if you're looking for a singleton, that might be the place to do it.
Yeah, but you and the rest of the world, I think you would like to try to beat that horse if you can, if you want an opportunity to get paid.
Putting in a pick six ticket and building it the way I would go in that race, I would definitely put Nooney in, but I would also look for another horse. I'd go too deep in that race and look for another horse that I thought might have a chance to win the race if something happened with Nooney. That's the way I'd approach that race.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ralph. I would try to find a horse that actually has a start and maybe some experience under her belt, which gives her a little bit of an edge, you know.
Yeah.
If the first-time starter, you know, stubs her toe or something, well, then you have the horse with some experience, which is a big edge in those kind of races.
Not even a question about that. Thanks a lot for that handicapping tip there, Jonathan, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well, my friend.
Got it, my man. Okay, coming up next is Rich Yang right after this break. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB port to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on the Race Day Show for this almost Friday, Thursday, and now we're going to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it looks like the NBA, one team's got a broom coming out here soon. I guess the Celtics won the first three games, need one more. And although Dallas looked like they were coming back for a while, the Celtics got it done. They are now won the first three games, and I guess tomorrow night might be the last game in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, there were some interesting takeaways from last night's game, Ralph, if any of your listeners had a chance to watch it. I thought one thing that the Celtics did in particular in their game plan was they made it a focal point to attack Luka Doncic on defense. And that's one of the reasons why the kid fouled out with about 4 minutes left in the game. They just kept running at him and running at him and running at him, because you pick up most of your fouls in basketball playing defense. And I put a tweet out there that I thought Luka played what I call subway defense, and the fact that he was like a turnstile in the New York City subway system as the Celtics players drove by him to the basket. It was almost painful to watch, how they utilized him. Another thing was on the offensive end. One of the most effective plays that Dallas had against the Minnesota Timberwolves was the pick and roll from the top of the key. Mm-hmm. They were getting so many great shots off of that, whether they were slam dunks by the centers for Dallas or Luka getting a nice little mid-range jumper. But the Celtics have played the pick and roll just beautifully. One of the reasons is Al Horford at 6'10" is nimble enough to really affect Luka Doncic without fouling him. So Celtics had all the answers, Ralph. So they're up 3-0. And if you got a Celtics future book bet, I think it's pretty safe to get in line.
Yeah, I also have a friend that took him to sweep, so I know he's going to be probably saving on the other side tomorrow night. But, a lot of the analysts think that the finals are starting to kind of showcase a little bit of Doncic's bad habits.
When you're a great offensive player and you put all your energy into scoring, the best way to attack a player like that is to make him play defense. And that's why the great, the all-time greats in the NBA, people like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, what made them great was the fact that even though they were fantastic on the offensive end and almost unstoppable, they played defense, Ralph.
Yeah.
it's a two-way game. And when you don't play defense, the other team, you could score 40 or 50 points. If you don't play defense, you're just going to give it all right back.
Yeah, no question about that. And, of course, we do want to mention that the great Jerry West passed away yesterday. We didn't get a chance to mention that on the show yesterday. They called him Mr. Logo because his figure is the one on the NBA logo.
Yeah, he is the logo. His nickname is the logo, and he's certainly one of the greatest basketball players of all time. But he actually made a bigger footprint, Ralph, as an executive, a general manager.
Absolutely.
Because he built the Showtime Lakers, and he helped build the Golden State Warriors. I mean, he was second to none as far as an executive, too. So he could go into the Hall of Fame as a player and the Hall of Fame as an executive, Jerry West.
Yeah, he was an all-around man and a good guy as well, and he will be sorely missed in that sport of in the NBA, that's for sure. And a nice tribute to him, too, on the show as well. the other day, yesterday on the NBA show. All right, time to get started with a selection for today at Santa Anita. And as we all remind everybody out there that during Southern California Racing Days, Rich Eng's selections are available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Got to tell you, it looks like a really good card today, Richie.
Yeah, there's, you know, anytime you can get more than five or six horses in the field in Southern California, it's a reason to applaud, Ralph.
Yeah.
So they got some bigger fields, and they're competitive races, too. Mm. So it's not like you got the 3 to 5 shots all over the place,
yep.
Although that Baffert first-time starter probably will start at that number and maybe drop that Nooney. But, you know, we'll see what happens there. And I want to offer my condolences to Jonathan, because I did bet his horse at Churchill Downs, and I heard you talking about that. You know, there's bad beats. When you bet enough horse racing, you're going to come across a lot of bad beats, and that was one to put on the top of the list. Holy moly.
This one wasn't a bad beat. This was a creative bad beat, that's for sure. But we're going to get it back today. Where are we going?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to blame the jockey, Brian Hernandez, because he likes to save ground. And when you're inside, sometimes you can't get through. Let's go to race two at Santa Anita. It's a maiden claiming 40, a horse that has really dirty form, but I'm going to bet him anyway, is the number one, Thunderball, 4-1 in the morning line. My angle here, Ralph, is this horse began his career in Kentucky for Doug O'Neill, ran in Ellis, Kentucky Downs and Keeneland, and faced what I consider much tougher foes than today's dropping class down to 40. They put the blinkers on at first time Lasix. I think there's a lot of go lights for this horse. So let's go with number one, Thunderball, race two, Santa Anita.
All right, we're going to clean up your dirty horse there, so to speak. In the second race, the one, Thunderball gets the win for us today. Second race, the one, Thunderball is Rich Eng's play at Santa Anita. Get the rest. The RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Before we get to Jonathan, before we get to John Lindo, I should say, I'm going to give you Jerry J's place. I got two interpretations off of his power page for you at Santa Anita. So we'll take them in order. Go to the fifth race. In the fifth race, Jerry J's star horse in that race is going to be our top selection. Fifth race, the one, Girl of My Dreams. 6-1 with Kyle Frey aboard. The one, Girl of My Dreams, in the fifth. The link-ups will be numbers 2, 5, and 7. That's 2, 5, and 7 with the one. And, of course, the one is the key play in the fifth race at Santa Anita. Then we're going to go to the ninth and final race today at Santa Anita, a mile on the turf. And in that race, we're going to go to number 2, El Ray Ray. Now, this is one of three star horses on Jerry's sheet. The two, El Ray Ray with Humberto Mr. Berrios aboard, Hector Berrios, I should say, at 5-1 on the morning line. We're going to go with the 2, El Ray Ray, as the win play. The link-ups there will be numbers 4, 8, and 10. So you got the 2 over 4, 8, and 10, and reverse in the ninth at Santa Anita. Jerry has his power pages available at jerryjspowerpage.com. When we get back, we're going to wrap it up with John Lindo and his thoughts about what he's seen so far in this three-year-old division as we make it halfway through the year. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program this Thursday as we wrap it up. Just a real quick update, though. You remember when last weekend trainer Steve Asmussen's two sons, Keith at Churchill Downs and Eric at Lone Star Park, went down in spills. Keith is still out. But his son Eric went to Churchill Downs yesterday and took over for his brother, or I should say he actually replaced Jose Ortiz on an Asmussen horse and won the last race for his father, paying $18.26. So we're glad to see that Eric's back in the saddle. And our thoughts go back out to Keith, who is mending right now. Now let's go to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Now, before we get to looking at Santa Anita, I asked Jonathan this question. I'm going to ask you as well. After the Triple Crown is over and all the horses that were in and out on the Triple Crown, how do you see this this class of three-year-olds at this midpoint of the year?
Well, it's obviously wide open. Between the Triple Crown races and all the Triple Crown preps, there were 25 races won by 20 different horses.
Wow.
And for the sixth straight year, the Triple Crown races were won by three different horses. So what we haven't seen yet is a three-year-old really step up this year. So at this point, it's a modest group. It's absolutely wide open as we go into the second half of the year. You know, you have the Derby winner, Mystic Dan. You've got Seize the Gray, the Preakness winner, and Dornock won the Belmont. And you've got a lot of new shooters. I see Muth is back on the work tab in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Still no workout yet for Nisos. I don't know where he's at or where he will, when he will be back. But, you know, the door might be open for Torpedo Anna. Kenny McPeak is not one. He's not afraid to take a shot and take on the boys. And of the three-year-olds we saw in the Belmont, you know, if Mind Frame had any kind of race where he had had to get into a battle, you know, the two races he won prior to the Belmont were by daylight. I don't know if he ever felt the stick before, but just the greenness cost him a win there in the Belmont. He should get a lot out of that, and he's a major player in the second half of the year. So it is absolutely wide open, Ralph. It's there for the taking for anybody who gets sharp the second half of the year. They can take down the three-year-old championship.
And, John, there was a horse that Baffert unleashed in the Affirmed Stakes over the weekend at Santa Anita that looked like a pretty nice prospect, too.
Yeah, that horse is named Parenting. And, excuse me, he's been a horse that's a kind of a surprise to the handicappers because he's not a great workhorse. You know, most of those Baffert horses are pretty spectacular in the morning, but just and he found the lead on the inside, and there was a horse pressing him to the outside. He let the other horse take a lead, get about three-quarters of a length. And when Juan stepped on the gas, he exploded. He just kicked away and won easily. The possibility for the Haskell, there's no set game plan yet for where he goes, but he's one of those type of horses that he's obviously improved on the stretch out around two turns. We'll find out what he's made of. But at this point, I wouldn't be afraid of trying anybody in that three-year-old division if you think you've got a good one.
You know, I got to tell you that wherever his next start is, Fierceness has got to man up. And because he was the one that everybody, him and Nisos were the two that everybody was talking about at the beginning of the year. His Florida Derby still stands out as probably the best overall performance by any horse in a stakes race for three-year-olds. But he hasn't run anywhere near that since. And you got to think with the in and outs of where he's going next, what he's doing next, et cetera, there's got to be something under the hood there as far as the Pletcher training.
Well, he's just one of those horses, Ralph. When he gets his way and he gets his trip, he is spectacular. And when he doesn't, he's awful. So he is absolutely dependent on how the pace scenario comes up, where he draws, how the race shape goes. And those kind of horses don't make their own trip. When they get their trip, they do their thing. He's got all the ability in the world, but he's got to show he can overcome adversity, which he has yet to do. And, you know, the fact he skipped the Belmont when he was outworked by Mind Frame, that may tell you a little bit where maybe they have to hit the reset button with that horse.
Yeah, no question about that. And what are we going to do with Sierra Leone? I mean, he's such a impactful horse when he's running right. But it seems like he's getting this habit into the lugging in so much that even the new bit didn't seem to make a lot of difference in the Belmont.
Yeah, he's his own worst enemy. He reminds me a lot of Gate Dancer way back when for Jack Van Berg. All the ability in the world, but if you can find trouble, they'll find it. And I thought, very subtle, but you know, Tyler Gaffalione, his previous regular rider, was on Proactive and turned it for home in the Belmont. You see Gaffalione angle Proactive out just to the inside of Sierra Leone. He was never going to give him the room he needs to switch over and change leads. he made it very tough on that horse because he knew him so well and, you know, got taken off the horse. Well, I'm going to use what I know and make it tough.
Sure. I mean, take that to your advantage, that's for sure. We will wait and see what's going to, where these horses will all go next. We know that there's at least the three or four major races for three-year-olds left to determine, of course, in this wide-open field of three-year-olds, a horse that might be go to the top of the leaderboard. And, of course, that's the Haskell. You got the Pennsylvania Derby and so on. And so even the Pacific Classic, although that is a race that's open to four-year-olds, three- and four-year-olds, there have been three-year-olds that have won the Pacific Classic down there at Del Mar late in August.
There have been. It's not a very, it doesn't happen a lot, but it's possible. And, you know, you have the Jim Dandy sitting out there as a prep before the Travers as well.
Yeah.
So most of the action is back on the East Coast with these three-year-olds. I wouldn't be surprised maybe if a three-year-old showed up to try the Pacific Classic only because the Breeders' Cup is at Del Mar in November.
Yeah, we got the Travers, we've got the Haskell, and we got the Pennsylvania Derby, three key races for three-year-olds before they head into competing against the older horses. Hey, we're going back to Santa Anita. I thought this card today was really a good card.
It's interesting, and the pick 6K over makes it more interesting. So, you know, there's four of those turf sprints on the flats. If you like those, this is your kind of day.
All right, let's take a look at the jock training standings real quick as we go into the final 4 days.
Antonio Frizzo is the leading rider. He's got 29 wins. Juan Hernandez trying to catch him. He's got 26. Kyle Frey won four races Sunday. He's in third with 24. As far as the trainers go, Phil D'Amato's got a little bit of a lead here. He's got 17 winners. Mark Glatt has 13. And then you have Doug O'Neill and Steve Knapp with 11 wins each.
Okay, go ahead and tell me.
Favorites are still below normal for the meet, Ralph, 30.9%, so less than 31% for this meet after 40% for the winter meet.
Yeah, well, we like that trend, that's for sure. Okay, well, your Lindo report for today, as it will be for tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Southern California, will be available each and every day, the complete Lindo report, handicapping all the races, a suggested late pick for and all the goody information you need at the bottom of the sheet, one comprehensive sheet, the Lindo report available here, only here, in Las Vegas, at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary, every Southern California racing day. Every day, really, that John Lindo produces a Lindo report, you can get it here and only here in Las Vegas, free of charge at the South Point Racebook, because they love horse players here. And they certainly love John Lindo's selection sheet as well. John, what are we doing today?
Let's go to race 7 in Santa Anita. In the 7th race today, number 8, Headed for Alm, is a 3-year-old facing older fillies and mares in the starter allowance race, but she's gotten better with every start. She's had 2 tries sprinting on the flat course, turf course in Santa Anita. She's won them both. And from the outside post, with speed drawn to the inside, I think she falls into a good stocking trip here. If she moves forward again, she's going to be tough to beat in here. Hector Berrios aboard, right back, 3-1 on the morning line, number 8. Headed for Ohm, race number 7, Santa Anita.
All righty. And remember, we remember the horse named Ohm that won big against, I think it was the Triple Crown winner as a 2-year-old down at Del Mar, right?
Yeah, he was a terrific American turf miler. I think Dan Hendricks had him to begin his career, and Peter Miller had him later on. Yeah. Big, beautiful chestnut, but he could run.
Yeah, he beat Mr. Farrow down there, I believe. In any case, the 7th race, you like the 8, Headed for Ohm, the 8 horse in the 7th race. John Lindo's pick off the Lindo report. Now, look, John, I hope you can see my cap, because my cap says, what is
yes,
it?
Yes, I can.
What does it say?
Bada Bing.
And that horse, the horse named Bada Bing, is actually running in the 9th race today at Santa Anita. He's number 8. The horse's name is Bada Bing, and that is my hunch play for the day. At Santa Anita in that last race, Bada Bing, of course, made famous in the Soprano series with the establishment that they own down there. Bada Bing.
Ralph, he's got an Italian jockey.
Yes, he does. So Mr. Frasu will get the job done, hopefully, today. And it's also the last race and the payoff race in the pick 6 today. All right. Well, we wind up this Almost Friday Thursday show with a lot of conversation and a lot of picks. Hopefully, we'll see them in the winner's circle and all our listeners at the cashier's line. In the meantime, until tomorrow, we have one more thing to say on this show, as we always do at the end of the show. And John Lendo is going to tell you.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.